Sometimes I just get the feeling that the song just changes on me anyways. This is Warm Beer in the Cheap Seats. I'm Casey with Big Mike. We even got Big Ed live in the studio at Studio C. That's right. It's Friday. We're live. Take it away, Big Mike.
Hey, everybody. I missed you guys last week. It's good to be back. We have Big Ed in the studio, as Casey mentioned. So we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. We have many diverse topics. And we're just going to get going. So, Casey, what do we got this week?
Well, you know, first thing I want to talk about, you know, we're in the middle of hockey playoffs, and we'll eventually send a pigeon with a written note on its foot to Swami to explain how technology works. But, you know, seeing he's not here, we're going to talk some hockey. And there were some good games yesterday. You know, the Lightning unfortunately lost in overtime, but, you know, I knew this was going to be a dogfight with Carolina. They're a very good team. And then the Islanders have their own work cut out for them with Boston. However, this is the farthest the Islanders have gone in the playoffs since 1983-84 season.
So are people, fans, just going stupid, crazy, ballistic nuts?
I had a feeling watching that game that if they just won a face-off, just a simple face-off, that they might blow the top off the Nassau Coliseum. They were going bananas on the island.
What we like to call ape shit.
However, they have probably the greatest hockey player name on the Islanders.
Okay, and it is?
Clutterbuck.
Clutterbuck.
Well, he's a scrappy player, but let me tell you, yeah, a little Crab Ragoon.
Yeah.
From Ho-Ho's.
Ho-Ho's. Tonight's sponsor?
Ho-Ho's, too.
As Big Ed eats.
As I would like to say to Ho-Ho's, woe I me.
What's that mean?
I love you.
Oh, okay.
And I forget, Mandarin, Cantonese, something. One of them.
Too. Some kind of Chinese dialect.
Flip a coin. Yeah. But seriously, Clutterbuck.
Clutter the bush.
Clutterbuck's a great name.
Yeah.
You know that he's had a coach in hockey when he screwed up some, their young clusterfuck.
100%.
Yeah. Clusterfuck! You know, get your ass over here. Rotation, you know. But, yeah, what we got? We got, we're going to talk about Ford. Ford made an interesting announcement this week on an addition to their vehicle lineup, as they've been cutting vehicles, as they got rid of the Focus and Fusion and Fiesta.
All the cars, as they booted the cars, which I think is a bad move, but we'll discuss that.
We have the SRX Racing Circuit. And, you know, I just wanted to pose a question about movies that...
Bring back someone like you.
Yeah. Indeed.
And Michael Walker.
He's not one of your heroes? I'm reading Darryl Walter's book right now. It's called DW, My Life in Circles. It's pretty interesting so far.
Didn't you say you don't like him as a broadcaster?
Did not like him as a broadcaster. Yeah, I was not a fan of, did I hate Darryl Walter as a broadcaster? No, I didn't hate him, like throw shit at the TV. But was he my favorite broadcaster? No. However, I think Darryl Waltrip brought something that NASCAR really needed in the mid to late 70s and the 80s. He was kind of like the brash, outspoken, kind of an outlaw type, that he kind of put the establishment on their ear. And in the book, it kind of, thus far, he's just gotten into, you know, running cup cars.
Oh, yeah.
In the book so far. And he was kind of, I'll tell you this. He chased a dream. He said, I'm going to drive race cars. And he did everything that he needed to do to make sure he accomplished his dream. So I will say this of Darryl Waltrip. That's a life lesson for all of us. Don't stop chasing that dream, as cliche as that sounds.
And sign with Junior Johnson.
Yeah.
By all means.
Yeah. Sir. Because Junior will make sure you get to victory lane.
Yep. He'll get you the car.
Yep.
He'll get you the car.
And maybe some moonshine.
Some maybe really good moonshine.
Yeah. And I heard his wife was a pretty good cook. So you'd eat good, Flossie was his wife's name.
Oh, Juniors?
Yeah, it was Flossie.
They, Junior and Flossie Johnson, that's a...
Isn't that a name?
That's
so,
definitely the South name.
I read Hammond's book,
okay.
Crew Chief.
Yep.
And he talked about Flossie and her ham biscuits. It really would be country ham biscuits. So like,
oh,
homemade biscuit with a slab of country ham on it.
Well, that's a very Virginia thing, right?
Yes.
There.
Yes, but and this is North Carolina. So Jeff Hammond,
and they had them at a lot of country stores. That was like a go-to. Like they might, some like an inspector might come in and shut down your operation
okay,
if you're
okay.
not selling a ham, a country ham. Little
and you know what? They
would
just put them in the cooler at night.
Nope.
Tell me about
these. No, they set it right there, room temperature. But they're like, hey, it's cured ham. It's not going to go bad.
So how delicious were they?
But, yeah.
Amazing?
Yeah. Get one of them and a Mexican Coke, you're good to go.
I'm jealous that you guys got to eat that.
A glass bottle of Coke, it's really carbonated because you can really
cork it down. And it's made with, the Mexican Coke's made with real sugar. That's like,
correct.
That's like real Coke, the way Coke was meant to be.
Yeah. No, that's the way.
Well, that was the second formula.
Yeah, the first formula. Really made you energetic.
Oh, with the cocaine.
Correct.
Well, the first, like, legal formula, I guess.
For the record, if you ever go on the World of Coke tour, they just ignore you if you keep asking questions about New Coke. They ask like they act like it never happened.
You know what? But you know what? New
like,
Coke.
Do you have? I'm like, I see you have 185 sodas tested.
Where's
New Coke?
Coke?
They just ignore you. They ignore you.
Let me ask you this question: do you remember when New Coke and Classic Coke were both available in stores?
Yes,
I do too.
Yeah,
and New Coke was essentially Diet Coke
that had
high fructose corn syrup in it. That's what it was. It was Diet Coke's recipe. Just without the artificial sweetener, with a regular sweetener, and it bombed.
Oh, that explains the extra shitty flavor.
I kind of like a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Well,
Big Ed's not impressed with the soda selection here at Studio C.
I didn't say
that. Well, listen, I hadn't seen people lose their minds about New Coke and taking old Coke off the shelves until like I don't know January 6th. So that was the closest. I think we've seen that since.
Have you ever, on History Channel, had a really January 6th? What are we talking about? Did I miss something?
Yeah.
You mean the insurrection?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're just moving on. Yeah, yeah.
We're moving on.
Hey,
those people are assholes, by the way. So Sweet Melissa's arrived at Studio C, and Big Ed's entertained by that. So anyhow, our Coke discussion. History Channel has a really, really awesome documentary about that, about the Cola Wars between Pepsi and Coke, and how it was a volley back and forth.
Oh, yeah. They got a whole series. I got caught up in one with Nabisco and Sunshine. Biscuits and
the food that made America.
Yeah,
awesome
so
series.
The guys that made Sunshine actually were the brains behind Nabisco, but the one brother got sick and then the other brother was kind of inept. And then the lawyer that they hired had pushed them out of their own company. But, you know.
I haven't watched that one all the way through yet, but that's on Sunday nights, everybody, not like History Channel sponsors us or anything. That's an awesome series.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I watched a couple of those.
You know who?
That has to fill up a slot. The guys that ate the old food, they're dead. They're dead.
Because I miss those guys.
Well, they obviously ate bad old food.
And they put them in the hospital, and they died from something other than COVID. They died from old food.
They died from old, yeah. You know, there's a reason why you.
Did you ever watch that show, Big Ed?
Which one?
Eating History. So there were guys, we watched it here at Studio C. They would eat old food, like historic food, like old food. That's.
Yeah, I've seen them probably, but they died.
No, that's what I keep saying. The show isn't back, so.
They ate rancid Fritos. I could just thinking about that. Just like
that can. It's no longer cylindrical. It's funny.
Yeah.
You know, like
even a bear in the woods wouldn't eat the shit that they would eat.
That bear would keep walking.
Yeah.
However, they ate some kind of Campbell's like powdered soup that they said tasted fucking awesome, and it was from the 60s. That's some shelf life right there, man.
Yeah, the powdered stuff probably lasts.
Let me ask you
a long time.
We're gonna go off in tangents while we're at it. What's your opinion about condensed soup? I've kind of gotten back into condensed soup.
Wait,
like Campbell's condensed soup, where you have to add the can of water.
I guess it's all right.
I don't know. Maybe
I mean, if you're in a pinch.
Maybe it's nostalgia. Why are you looking at me like that, Big Ed? Big Ed. Big Ed, I don't have the talent.
You just get chicken broth. You just start throwing shit in there. Like celery, carrots, whatever you want to throw in there. It's not really hard. Yeah.
So you're telling me no on the condensed soup in your world?
No, I want canned soup.
He's like, what is this condensed soup?
All right, well, I guess.
I know what it is. I'm on that soup.
So anyway, there we go. As I derail this, where were we?
We were discussing how our moms focused on quantity, not quality.
Yeah.
So they were trying to do high volume, and I guess that's what you got to do when 1 billion is going to be served. So what else have we got? Ford. So a new entry level vehicle.
A new truck.
It's going to be a truck. So they got rid of all these cars. So they're going to have a new truck.
And the name is?
Maverick.
Maverick, like the Ford Maverick.
Watch, they're going to tie in. It's somehow tied into Top Gun 2. And all. And this will tie in to product placement.
What is the size relation? Ranger?
It's got to be smaller. I wonder if it's going to be the size of what the Ranger was back in the 80s.
Before mid-size trucks. The Courier, yeah. That was a Mazda.
No, they'll have an electric F-150. No, they'll have an electric F-150. And, Chevy announced they're going to have the electric Silverado, which, that's going to still be time before we're going to see multiples on the road. So do not run down to your dealership, folks. It's closed. So it's late at night. Don't worry about it. But... I
don't
like
worry,
that to bring back
kids are working hard in the mines to get you that battery.
Yeah.
So they make a little more than the Nike kids. I think they make like 22 cents an hour.
That's
no, but it's good for the environment. It's good for the environment.
It sure is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The mining. Mining. And then, don't forget about the power plants that have to be.
You mean the coal power plants that power electric cars?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're saving the earth with electric cars via coal-fired power plants.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that Captain Planet is full of shit.
Why is that, Casey?
I think he's really the enemy.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. He's owned by, like, it turns out, like, Captain Planet was, like, owned by a lobby group, like an evil corporate lobby group.
You mean another propagandist? I mean,
he's green. The only thing he really cares about is money.
That's why he's green. Money.
It's probably owned by Ted DiBiase, the $1 Million Man.
No, he's like a preacher now. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but he's back in WWE.
Is
by
he?
The way. Yeah.
Wow.
$1 Million Man. Yeah, he went out there during NXT and interfered in the match. And
that's awesome. What does the $1 Million Man look like right now?
Just older. He looks about the same. He looks pretty good for his age. He just came out there and then he just yelled out like, everyone has their price for the $1 Million Man, and sure enough.
Remember when you used to shove money in people's mouths?
Yes.
It was Ted DiBiase and Virgil. Remember
money,
you used to come up?
Money. When you'd hear that, everyone had a good song you knew right away. Yeah, Virgil.
Virgil.
Yep.
What happened to the? Here's my thing. We're gonna go into wrestling real quick. Here's what I have a hard time with wrestling now. You don't really have the characters that you had in the 80s. What era is the 80s considered? Casey when we were wee little boys.
I believe they'll refer to that as the golden era of wrestling now. So, you know, like the early WrestleMania.
Yeah, so that's golden era. I would agree with that. But you had these guys, they weren't like Bill Smith. They were like Million Dollar Man, Junkyard Dog, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Hillbilly Jim.
Well, some things, I think they work safer now. I think they've learned some lessons of like, let's not do things as they did in the past.
True. I'm talking more about character development, I think. I understand it's a different era.
It is a different era. Well, I can't speak on like how AEW and Impact TNA work or Ring of Honor, but you know, WWE relies on a full team to develop a character. Absolutely. Not just on a person. There's people behind the scenes that write.
You have writers on staff.
Yeah, so I think a lot of that's different. So it's
know what I found interesting? Watching WWE Treasures.
Yes.
The episode with Kane.
Oh no, that's Rey Mysterio. It's for everyone that doesn't know, we got
Mysterio?
That's one of them. That's Rey Mysterio. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a luchador.
Yeah, he's a
luchador.
Luchador.
Yeah. That looks like he's still in high school.
What's no, his he's kid? Is that his kid?
Well, that's his kid who's twice the size.
But Rey Mysterio is a luchador.
Yeah, SmackDown's on. We got in the background, the Mysterios are wrestling the Usos, which are back together.
They weren't too happy with each other week before. Was it week before?
Well, yeah, you have the whole feud because you have Jimmy Uso's been gone, and he doesn't want to take marching orders from the head of the table, Roman Reigns. So as their family, but he said, you know, I didn't say you're the head of my family. So
it's kind of like a mafia thing they're playing on there.
Yeah,
definitely. But again, I think what would draw me in more, not saying I'm not getting drawn in more, is if we do, but I want more characters. I want like outlandish characters. Let's put it that way. I want the outlandish characters I had when I was a kid. I know they did. So that's what I would like.
Because they're afraid to offend somebody.
No, they do some pretty crazy stuff from time to time. There's a lot of rumor on what's going to happen with the WWE. They'd released a couple major people.
That's what I was going to ask you about. Before the show, the pre-show, you mentioned that major stars were released. Who was released, and what do you think is the reason for this? Is it a contractual thing? Is it a money thing? Or do you think it's just...
Well, if you believe WWE, it was just it was a money thing. And, you know, maybe they just wanted to get lean before they go back on the road. However, it was alluded that some people had asked for the release and they were just given it. Hmm. I think one of them...
Do you think that just played it? Did the WWE a favor? They're like, oh, you want to go? Okay, see ya.
Yeah, I think one of them was Lana because her husband's with AEW. So, you know, not totally surprised, but just kind of surprised at the time because it seemed like her tag team with Naomi was kind of going somewhere, but obviously that's not going to happen. One of them I was surprised was one of the Riot Girls was let go. And they just held the belt not that long ago.
And I think they had a good shtick. Absolutely, 100%.
So Ruby Riott was let go. Really, really shocked. She'd been with the company for like almost 10 years. She's been there for a while. The Monster Among Men, Braun Strowman, released from WWE.
Hmm.
Now they said it's because of his contract. He was a literal million-dollar man. But he's going to go wherever. He'll go wherever he wants to go. Aleister Black, who they've been promoing heavy with these little short story movies,
right?
For the last 2 months on SmackDown,
they let him go.
Let him go. Not sure why. He even went on Twitter. He's like, not sure why this is happening.
Interesting.
Yeah, so he was taken back by, like, everyone that follows wrestling is just shocked about that, because they were like, well, he's going to come back. It's going to be pretty good action pack. Murphy, who had been in a feud with Seth Rollins, and before he was his apostle, if you will, when Seth Rollins was the Messiah of Monday.
Right.
And again, Murphy, a guy, I don't know if they knew really what to do with him, but he was a pretty talented guy. But so he's going to, I mean, all these wrestlers are going to find a home.
They will, because I think wrestling, it's found some new fans, and it's found some traction again, because I think there was a time, you know, maybe.
Well, within the last AEW does pretty well on their pay-per-views, and then some people are like, hey, you know, Vince is just like sending in his spies to go to these other companies.
Right.
Who knows, you know, what's going on.
And you don't know how much of that is just a bunch of BS and like kayfabe stuff that they're...
Correct. Well, AEW is something that WWE has to take serious, because they signed Christian, they signed The Big Show, and they've signed Mark Henry to do something for them.
Really?
Yes. The sexual chocolate. Mark Henry.
Yes.
See that biography.
Yes. Brett the Hitman Hart. Yes.
That's going to be
so
the one. That's going to be the one.
Two days from now. Yeah. Sunday night. Yeah. Sunday night.
They've been good. I've enjoyed. I hope they bring this back again.
I haven't caught them all, but the few that I have watched, I've enjoyed. I think it's great. I've enjoyed it.
The Mick Foley's interesting.
That was last week.
Didn't realize he was a Long Island guy.
You didn't know that? He is a Long Island guy.
Like pretty much like right where you know, my family's from. You know, he's out in that area.
He cares a lot about the kids. He was big about, you know, make a wish and...
He's the real deal. What you see is what you get with him. You know, he had fun, interesting characters, and but he definitely liked the fans and loved the wrestling, and you know, he compensated because he wasn't the big powerhouse. He wasn't a big bodybuilder. And
he
compensated by going, like, doing the crazy stunts.
Take a whooping, like,
correct. He was the hardcore wrestler.
Yeah. Whatever you dish in the state.
He talked about, and it was an interview. This is going back several years ago. And he talked about growing up backyard wrestling. How he would jump off the roof of a house.
Yes.
I'm like, that is badass. That's real right there. That is true blue. I want to be a wrestler.
So none of this is like sweet Melissa's wheelhouse. So like Sunday night, she's seen this all for the first time. And I was explaining, I'm like, they're going to get to this point where they're going to talk about the steel cage match between him and Undertaker. And Undertaker nearly kills him twice in the match. Where Undertaker's like, and he's in the interview, Undertaker's like, I'm not doing that. And then he's like, then he convinced me I'm going to throw him off this cage. He throws him off the top of the cage onto a table.
It's crazy.
And he doesn't move for a long time.
Taker was probably like, oh, shit.
Oh, no, he was hurt, you know. And then and then they have him on a stretcher.
Right,
and then he somehow gets out.
Crazy.
Yeah. So he, but like he gets back in the match. They had him on a stretcher. They're wheeling him out. And he's like, no, I'm good. Goes up there, goes back on the top, and an Undertaker is supposed to do his body slam move. Well, the chain links give out, and it puts him
through. Yes.
It fell through. It's insane. I mean, Mick Foley's the man. Mick Foley's the man.
I did watch a 30-for-30 steroid.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? Those two guys single-handedly brought baseball back, you know.
They did. The home run race that season.
I remember that.
Yep. They,
1998.
Yep.
I was dating a girl. What was her name then? I remember watching these games at her show. I'll think of her name in a minute. It was Tiffany Davis. Hi, Tiffany, if you're out there.
All right. Well, thanks for being
what?
Discreet on people's names.
Oh. But there's like a million Tiffany Davis.
Oh, fair enough.
It's not like Tiffany Bonaducci or something where there's like two. Tiffany Davis, there's like one.
Million.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So anyway, Tiffany Davis probably doesn't. What's gay there, Big Ed? What do you not like about it?
It's orange and white. What kind of, is it Orange Julius?
That was, did you ever have an Orange Julius?
I don't even know what that is.
It's like in the mall you could get it.
Yeah, I see that. I never stopped.
I never had an Orange Julius. What is it like, Big Ed?
Probably
is like
an sherbert?
Orange Slurpee, sherbet thing?
Yeah, but it's...
Yeah, candy. Sherbet sucks.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly
it's
what
like
it is.
A
My mom used to buy sherbet, and then I just wouldn't have dessert for a month.
I kind of like sherbet. What
like,
did you?
No, thanks. I'm good.
What did you not like about? My
well,
grandma
I like
used
apple.
To.
Yeah.
I like that.
My grandma used to have sherbet. I
yeah,
like sherbet.
I don't like sherbet. It's just
a weird texture.
Yeah, no, it's a weird taste to it. Just
it's
didn't
too
like
tangy.
It.
Maybe that's what I liked is a tang.
You really think that's a cool outfit he's wearing? Like, wow, he looks like weird.
Not that there's anything wrong with
no,
that.
No, we like our gay friends and listeners. And moving on, what else have we got?
The Ford Maverick.
Ford Maverick. with that, we really got off. We were talking about the Maverick.
And they're going to start at $20,000. They're trying
really?
To get back. Well, they're trying to get back to that price point. Well, if you want to buy a Ford truck, it's going to be in the 30s.
Yeah.
They don't have
it's
that.
Like buying a Jeep, you're gonna get a carcass with no bumpers. No
but they
doors.
But they don't have an entry model. Ford used to have an entry model. You know, you buy a Fiesta or a Focus for under $15,000. They haven't had that vehicle in years. It's got to be killing them.
Yeah, you need that entry level car or truck or crossover, whatever.
You know, they're not Mercedes Benz. They're not BMW. They're not Cadillac.
Hold on.
They need.
They're not.
No, we know, but they need an entry level. They're not Lincoln.
Casey's a Lincoln guy.
I like my Lincolns.
Nothing wrong with Lincoln. I owned a Lincoln once. Anyhow, so the Maverick. So we were kind of talking about this before the show, in the pre-show, and Big Ed mentioned the Courier. So that it's going to be true back to the true compact pickup truck size before compact trucks became mid-sized trucks.
Right.
In the days of the...
But they haven't released pictures. They're just talking.
I've seen a picture of one on the assembly line.
The Maverick?
Yeah, Maverick.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
It was like a leaked photo.
Mm.
But it was from the rear of the truck. It just looked like a little pickup truck.
Interesting.
And they were talking about it was, you
so
know,
do you think this starts a trend? We're going to start seeing everyone has a little pickup truck again. Like, remember Volkswagen even had a little pickup truck.
They had, that was the Volkswagen, like a little rabbit truck.
Yeah. It was tiny. Yeah. It was basically a rabbit with a,
it was
a
just
bed.
A small piece of shit.
Well, remember Jeep had one, the Comanche.
Comanches were cool.
Yep. Everyone made a small little pickup truck. And
that
then they
the
just.
CJ10 was.
What, and then they all went away. Then they all went away.
Well, they or they grew.
Then, well, they
because,
grew.
Well, look, Chevy S10 was that we had the Love, then you had the S10.
Yep.
And the S10 grew into the Colorado.
And I knew a guy that had an S10. He put a 305 in it.
Yeah, V8 swaps and S10s were pretty hot. That's like a V8 swap. And
actually, I have a buddy that's got an 02 Ranger. He put a 5.0 in.
A little small block Ford in it. There you go.
5 points slow.
It's not in a Ranger. That thing is sleeper. It's just awesome. He just gets by someone that's got a car, and he just smokes them. You're just so confused. Watch this little Ranger that should have like a 4-cylinder. Just make that car look very small in his mirror.
I haven't watched it in a couple seasons. I kind of lost interest in it, but.
There's a guy with a mask. They call it the top 20 now. America's list.
Oh yeah.
And they race to who stays on, who gets off.
They take the best from each region.
Is mm-hmm. that? Did I used to watch that with you?
No, that was pastime.
Oh, pastime. Yeah.
Guess we got to guess the quarter miles.
Yeah, that was on speed.
But that's not around anymore.
No.
No. Well, speed's not.
Because they would tell you, okay, here's what's done to the car. The car's got a small block in it. this transmission.
Well, it helps,
yeah. Yeah, but that's what they do. And then, so.
That was a pretty good show.
Yeah. Good drinking show. Every show is a good drinking show.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Well, say it's a good drinking show.
But here's you want to know what my contentions are, my contention with Street Outlaws? They're not really racing on the street. They got
their back on, there's no more like fast cash where the cash
right. Because they have like big, like,
is it a liability thing though?
I think it is, but they're racing on the street essentially. They're not at a drag strip, but they're
racing on concrete right now in like Missouri.
Right, but here's where it throws me off. They have the lights, like the rental lights to light up the area. It's like, if you're really street racing, it's not all choreographed like that. And I get it. It's for television.
The only thing that's lit up is the start area.
Some of them, but other, they would have the lights.
There were guys that used to race out by us when I was a kid on Saturday nights. I can't remember if I was going.
On
Boy Scout Road, because it would travel over the lake, the sound.
What was the name of that lake?
Lake Church.
Charles?
No, not that lake. No. That's Lake Rogers you're thinking of anyways.
Lake Rogers.
Yeah. But Lake Church, because that wrapped around, you can hear them off Boy Scout.
Well, it's cool. Around here when I used to street race, we raced Gandhi. We raced before West Chase was finished, we used to race out there.
Oh yeah, you certainly could out there.
Yeah. You used to race at, you know.
You can actually do that on Ramblewood because they, people, even though there was a gate, no one ever used the gate for Cheval back there.
And people would race back
in the 90s. Well,
yeah. Of course, anywhere.
So anyway. I've heard of people just going hog wild back there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were you participating with them?
I don't know. I have my sources.
I'm going to take that as a yes. So anyway.
There might have been a high-speed chase that was filmed there for a student movie. It's hard to say.
Yeah. You know, that's a big thing in film is to find the locations where.
Yeah, you gotta have a location scout.
Okay, can I go off with another random topic?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what I found myself really watching on YouTube? Knight Rider Historians is a channel.
Where they document like every episode and they do a deep dive on it?
Almost. They have two Transams from the show that were show-used Transams.
Okay.
That are fully restored.
Okay.
They have the truck that pulled
the big rig.
The big rig. The GMC that pulled the trailer that Kit and Michael would go up into.
Yep.
So they purchased the truck out of a farm out in Iowa.
Really?
Yes. And they have different props from the TV show. And then they do like a, what do they call it? Like a, not a director's cut, but they do like a, what do they call it when they do like a commentary about the episode? They kind of give you the behind the scenes on the episode.
Okay.
They do that with different, you know, different Knight Rider episodes. And I found myself really enjoying it. That's kind of nerdy.
That'd be kind of fun to do like an MST 2000 with the Knight Rider.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of TV shows. I mean, you can tie in some commercials because there's a lot of medical commercials. The one that I can't really do and that I want to dub over is the one about metastatic breast cancer because it's just too damn depressing. I'm like, you can't really do that one.
About breast cancer?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I probably have a better chance of making rape funny.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah.
Knight Rider Historians. Check it out.
Knight Rider Historians. Excellent.
I've enjoyed. That's been one of my go-to YouTube.
Yeah, I had a faux pas on breast cancer. One time. That's my
bad.
Back in Dulles, it was raining. The day off, so we went to Chili.
You don't have to repeat the whole joke, though, because that would be two faux pas.
Well, might as well finish.
Okay.
So I'm at the bar, and I'm my stick, and I'm, oh, yeah, we're laughing, and it's all funny. And I said, golf was on. They're like, I'm filming this wife. She got breast cancer. He should have picked up my. And I said, well, I'm still hanging those titties. Like, I started tug out of it. Yeah. And it got like, greet, greet, get real quiet. And then I kind of looked around and like, three women sit behind me at the high top. You know, everyone abandoned me. Like,
yeah.
Like Judas, you know what I mean? They abandoned me. Now I'm not the funny guy, I'm the asshole, you know?
So,
listen, you get the intermission.
So, kids listening to the show, beware.
Look at the time.
Situational awareness. Yep.
That's when you got to do the fletch and tap your wrist without the
watch. Without the watch.
Well, look at the time.
So.
All right. So, explain this new racing league we got coming up this summer.
It's kind of like an all-star series. It's kind of like IROC, the rebirth of like an IROC series.
Mm-hmm.
It's a series for drivers who have retired or to come out and race who still have the fire to go race. Yeah, it's not a demanding series.
No, but you have to drive the car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ray Evernham.
It's called SRX.
SRX. It's a superstar racing experience.
Okay. For.
And, excuse me. Ray Evernham and Tony Stewart.
Based on the Camaro IROC.
Really?
Yes. Jay Signori at it, New Jersey, who ran the IROC series.
Okay.
So, the first race is coming up.
A week from tomorrow.
And Greg Biffle is going to run in it. Michael Waltrip's running in it. Marco nice. Andretti's going to race.
Marco, all right.
Who recently retired from
here? We have Tony Stewart, Tony Kanaan, Willie T. Ribbs, Paul Tracy.
Wait, Willie T. Ribbs.
Yeah.
Nice.
Helio Castroneves, four times.
Andy 500 winner. He won
Bobby
Indy.
Bobby Labonte, Bill Elliott, Ernie Francis Jr., Michael Waltrip, and Marco Andretti.
Seth Rollins kind of look like Weird Al Yankovic, like an angry one.
Like an angry one. Weird Al.
All right, sorry.
So this driver lineup, you have several generations of drivers.
Paul Tracy.
Paul Tracy. Okay. Haven't heard him in a minute.
Anybody watch Indy 500 this past weekend?
I did.
I did not.
How about Helio?
I watched the last 50 laps.
I
go pretty quick. That was a fast 500.
I was commuting. Had several things to get done on Sunday.
He ran up and down the front stretch.
Hell yes, he did. He had like the energy. He was like sprinting.
he didn't drink the milk till like 30 minutes after the race was over.
See, now if I won the Indy 500, I would drink the milk. I don't think I'd dump it on myself. And that's whole milk. That's not skim milk that they have.
He doesn't drink it though.
You know, he drank it. They always the tradition. You take
You're
a sip of milk,
drink,
you drink the milk, and then everybody dumps it on him. On themselves. I don't think I'd dump the milk on myself.
No, who's the there was a like a Brazilian, he wouldn't kind of drink the milk.
That was Emerson Fittipaldi. He wanted to drink orange juice.
Correct. It's Brazilian.
A Brazilian thing. Yeah. But that didn't.
I'm fine with.
I'm okay. I guess I'm okay with it.
Florida orange juice, son.
But
traditional. My name's not Burt Reynolds.
So, only my cross is Florida. Stay in fucking Georgia.
Yeah. Do not
stop
at our...
Eat a fucking peach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I drink peach juice. It sounds disgusting.
I would drink it, though. It sounds good to me. I like peaches. So anyway. So Helio, four-time Indy 500 winner now.
Yeah.
So he's running. He's,
all right. So who are our four-time winners? We have AJ, Rick Mears,
Big Al.
It was Al Sr.
Yeah.
I knew it was one of the under.
Big Al and now Helio Castroneves.
And Rick Mears, right?
And Mears, yeah. You got AJ, Mears, Big Al, and Helio.
Wow.
Four-time winners. And Helio Castroneves does not have a full-time ride. He was released from Penske.
Yes.
Meyer Shank Racing picked him up for the 100 only, and he put a whooping. So I think Helio Castroneves will end up with a full-time Indy ride. He should. And I like him. He is a driver who is a fan's driver. He is just good guy. So I was happy to see him win the 500. Made my heart feel good on Sunday.
Right.
And watched the 600 and watched Kyle Larson put a whooping on everybody. So it was a good day. Sunday was a good day for motorsports for me. And then we're off Monday.
Yes.
Were you off Monday or did your establishment open?
No, we were open.
We were closed.
Really?
We were closed.
Really?
Most Monday holidays were closed.
See, I would kind of agree with that because up north, what we do is they have blue laws, so you close Sunday anyways.
Right.
So the Monday actually matters.
I agree.
Here, everyone just wants to go to the beach or they want to barbecue.
I went to the flea market on Monday.
Yeah, exactly. So they're...
Wait, what do you call it?
They're blue laws. Blue laws are... There's a time, and there's still states and municipalities. Would you call it a municipality or area? You can't buy certain things on Sunday. Like if you want to store,
close certain businesses.
Right.
Like, look,
you couldn't buy cars.
You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't buy a bottle of booze. Go to church. That's it. Or go home.
But if you want to buy some food, you can buy food. Listen, here's my two cents.
You can buy weed too. I was.
Of course. What's a better day to smoke weed than Sunday?
Well, Jesus had long hair and sandals. So yeah. he Jesus abides.
I don't think Jesus would hate on smoking weed.
Not right there.
Oh, well, close to there.
Yeah, not in the studio.
So SRX, back to SRX. So it is as Big Ed mentioned, it is the modern interpretation of the IROC series. So you're putting drivers in equal race cars. And
right, they pick out of a hat or from the car.
Correct. It's a random draw for the car. Ray Evernham designed and built the race cars. And I'm pretty excited about seeing it. I want to see how it plays out. Some people are like, oh, it's going to compete with NASCAR. I disagree with that. It's going to be just like the IROC series was. It's an all-star race. You're taking these all-star drivers.
So how many races are we seeing?
Big Ed, how many races do we have?
I think there's 10.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a condensed schedule. So drive.
No, right now I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the rollout.
Now, this is going to be...
Get your tickets.
Did they get a TV deal?
Yeah, I think it's not Fox Sports or is it NBC? So I think it's NBC.
Nice. Okay.
So they do have a TV deal, which is big. Yeah, any sport anymore, you have to have a TV deal.
Saturday night will be heat races. Be like
right.
Saturday night.
It'd be like going to short tracks, going to dirt track and watching it.
Stafford Motor Speedway.
Great racetrack, New England.
Eldora.
Tony Stewart owns it, and he's the owner of the series, so it makes sense.
Lucas Oil.
That's Indiana.
Slinger.
Slinger's in Illinois.
Right. These are all fairly close to each other.
Well, that's good.
Nashville Fairgrounds.
Nashville Fairgrounds.
What do you think about logistics, moving all that stuff?
Yes, which end of the 70s, into the 80s, which they're working on.
That's where Penny beat me when I had my big wheel.
That's okay because Petty beat you, and it was a NASCAR sanctioned event. No, Nashville. All joking aside, Nashville was a big stop.
I got him the number 199, by the way. Yeah, 199.
It's still 200, goddamn.
No, but that's what got him the 199 before the 200. He did that for Reagan.
So in Nashville, there's two tracks. You got Nashville Super Speedway just outside of town, and then you have Nashville Fairgrounds, which is in town. And Darrell Waltrip is really pushing to get the races back to the fairgrounds there, because fairgrounds owned by the city. There are people who live around it with a racetrack are mad because they bought a house by a racetrack and it's.
Well, they're the same assholes that buy a house next to the airport and then complain every day that the airport's too loud.
Correct. You bought a house by a racetrack. McFly. McFly. So I am, it looks like, so Speedway Motorsports, that's Bruton Smith's company. Marcus Smith is the son who runs it. They are in an agreement or a contract with the city of Nashville to bring Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway up to par to host the NASCAR event with proper facilities, proper grandstands.
They should race it inside Opryland USA because I think that's closed.
It's been closed for like 25 years.
Yeah, they should just race right through there.
It's like
race from the roller coaster to the Ferris wheel.
Yeah,
but there's no
and then you finish right in front of the Opry House.
That'd be awesome. Did you go to Opryland USA?
I have.
I have too. I didn't get to do twice. I did once. I think we went in like 86 or 87. So all you young fans out there, you did not get to go to Opryland. It was gas. I thought it was cool.
That was a good theme park.
We stayed right across the street from the Opryland. We stayed in the Opryland Hotel.
Oh, wow. That was fancy.
Yeah.
That fancy. The big arboretum in there?
Yep. Absolutely. I remember of our family trips that we took, our big summer family trips, our Tennessee trip really sticks out in my mind. It's one of my favorites. We went to Chattanooga. Went to
Tennessee was good. We stayed at a Holiday Inn. The fire alarm went off at 2 a.m.
How was that? Did you evacuate?
Well, you had to. Because one, the noise alone was deafening.
Deafening?
I had that at the hotel I stayed at in Dallas.
No, you couldn't.
You can't.
No. It was so loud. I've been in the theater of war and it was never even that loud.
That's saying something right there.
Well, listen, that thing would wake the dead.
That's loud.
Yeah.
Why would you wait it out, sweet Melissa? It's a fire alarm.
Well, because you look and nobody's hurrying.
I would hurry because I don't want to become, you know, fricasseed, charred. So.
Also, I had a suitcase.
Well, you're not as supposed to take stuff with you. You're supposed to get the hell out.
No, I was checking out, like, right then.
Oh, God. Sweet Melissa.
While I'm waiting.
Well, I started one of these pay-per-view movies. Might as well finish it.
Speaking of, okay, let's touch on movies.
$3.99.
All right, let's touch on movies real quick. You mentioned something before the show.
Yeah, I'm probably the only one here. This should have been a question I should have asked, you know, a week before. Have anyone here ever walked out on a movie
in a theater?
I walked out of Kate and Romy's The worst fucking movie. I have to get after the money back.
Romy and Michelle.
Horrible. That was unwatchable.
She had a
that's
rough
Lisa
bit.
Kudrow, right?
Yeah, she had a rough bit. And then I think it's Mina Sorvino.
Yeah.
Very, very easy on the ice.
So even that didn't keep you in the theater.
No.
The script was
lacking.
It was horrible.
Sweet Melissa, you ever walk out on a movie?
I feel like I have, but I don't remember what it was.
See,
I'm sure I have.
As much as I'll goof on a movie, I'll watch a bad movie. I used to go to movies so much. There was a time in my life when I worked would be a third shift operation. So I'd wake up when you work third shift, which generally happens to your body is that you end up sleeping less no matter what. And so I'm up at noon every day. And the benefit of that is that you can go to matinee movies rather cheap. And I don't care. I just go to a movie by myself because everyone else is doing something. So why do I have to suffer? Because
I'm Star Wars. When it was sold out, we went during the day.
Yeah, we went and saw one of the Star Wars movies. The newer, the last part of the trilogy, or the second trilogy.
Right.
Yeah. I think actually it was the Attack of the Clones or something like that. I think that was the one we saw. Yeah.
Did he say motherfucker or anything in it?
He didn't. He
no cuss words.
No, he was a professional that day.
That's awesome.
So there was one movie I did walk out on. I mean, trust me, I've seen some movies that are pretty crappy. And sometimes I like a good bad movie because it's just good commentary. But
what movie did you walk out on?
It was The Haunting. Because, right. Again, I would go to the movie so much.
Is that
much,
Catherine Zeta-Jones?
She was in that.
And
I mean,
she's kind of foxy.
Yeah.
Was her acting less than compelling?
Well, this movie was so bad and predictable, and I'm not a big horror genre, but it was like, all right, here it comes. They're going to do something scary right here. I'm like, oh, there it is. And about the third time, I'm like, all right, I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm out of this movie. I'm going to walk across the hall and watch American Pie.
Well, that's,
and that's what
that's
it is.
The, I was just thinking, the only time I'm sure if I ever walked out of the movie, it wasn't to leave the theater.
I took little Bobby to the garden.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, that's good.
That was good. Yeah, but he was 17 or 18.
Yeah, yeah, that's about right.
No, little Bobby.
So the fact that The Haunting...
And a young Owen Wilson was in it.
Yeah.
Young Owen Wilson.
So the fact that it was so predictable and...
Yeah, a horrible movie. No, seriously. But, all right, let's see who's in the... movie though. You have Owen Wilson, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Is that Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson, Bruce Dern, Virginia Madsen's another you know, been around.
Yeah, good.
They're not horror films.
No, it was just a shitty movie and no offense to the person that wrote it.
Well, big offense. That was the worst. You suck.
Yeah, no, it sucked.
Yeah.
The Beowulf
was the Barney.
Was a lot better. The Christopher Lambert Beowulf.
I remember reading that in high school and I didn't understand what the fuck was going on. So.
Yeah, just watch out for Grundle. Watch out for the Grundle.
I don't even know what that is. But
it's the monster.
Oh. That old English shit fucked me up.
Well, it screwed up the English too. That's why they got rid of that.
Yeah,
right. We're just going to go to English.
You're going to go to English, not this other shit.
Yes.
So, yeah, I've never walked out on a movie.
Yeah.
Never. And
I probably wouldn't have went to another movie. I mean, it was like 10 minutes into this movie. I'm like, look, I just paid for something. I got to watch something now.
Yeah, no, that's the thing, too. It's not like going to movies is cheap.
The soccer
world.
Oh, what, she's just like kicking people's food out of their hands?
I'd get angry.
Like, hey, I'm
but
gonna eat what I'm gonna eat.
There's a delicious.
I'm like, oh, I want to eat. I want to eat your
dick on her and beat the shit out of her.
All right, relax. There,
oh
like,
my.
All right, relax.
So
okay, relax.
Earmuffs.
Put the knife down.
Earmuffs.
Oh my.
Yikes.
So you can't hit a woman, but it's slap a dick.
Oh God! Bigger earmuffs, please. Bigger earmuffs.
They showed a delicious tuna sandwich on the TV. Whatever Subway makes their tuna out of, I like.
It's bereft of tuna.
It's delicious.
It's of course.
You know whose tuna is really good too? Is Jimmy John's. Anybody?
Man, look, you're dancing with danger,
eat,
man.
Yeah,
you're dancing with danger,
yeah,
getting all this mystery tuna fish.
I'm not buying fucking tuna fish.
What's wrong with tuna fish?
Nothing. I just wanted.
If I want it, I'll eat it at home.
Yeah.
But you don't like a nice tuna sandwich?
Yeah, I
don't. Not from Jimmy John's? They can put sprouts on it for you. I like Jimmy John's.
Sprouts on it.
It's delicious.
Fish?
Don't knock it. Don't knock it till you try it.
It tastes like nothing.
I ate at Jimmy John's this week and I had their Vito, which is the Italian. Which I think is
you know what tastes like nothing? Tuna fish outside of my own home because I never eat it. That's what tastes
wow.
like nothing.
I'm a fan of the old tuna.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just do tuna at home. I agree with Big Ed on this one.
I don't know. I like tuna out. Am I the only tuna out? Hey, fans. Casey, they need to go to
No, no, tuna. No. Listen, there's a comedian, Dan Soder, that's all about eating these crazy tuna fish sandwiches.
Well, not crazy.
Very mystery sandwich shop.
No, no, no. I draw the line. I draw the line. It's got to be like a Jimmy John's. I've eaten tuna in a diner before.
Right now.
Whatever.
No, no, no. Look.
All right. I guess I'm the fucking weirdo.
No, no, look. It's okay. Look, Mike, it's just like the same thing. When I go on a tangent and you look at me sideways because you have no idea what I'm talking about, same thing.
All right. Perfect. Just talking about tuna. On that.
Yeah.
On tuna. What else do we got? Do we have a Big Ed retrospect? Don't we have a...
Wow, you're really just shoehorning that.
Let's just get going here.
All right.
I'd really rather not do
it. Let's just get
you
going.
You know?
Well, then there's that. So
back to tuna. Back
to tuna. Oh, okay, okay.
All right, so we'll go back to tuna. a little salt and pepper on it with green peppers and olives.
All right,
black olives.
Live from the studio audience. That cheering goes way too long. There's no way to stop it when it starts going.
So.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe yes. I don't know.
Uh-oh. No. No, the tuna, not so much. Now, you know, if I was home?
What about a tuna melt?
I'll make a tuna melt at home.
But you want to get one like in a diner?
No.
Okay, that might be a different topic.
It's still a tuna fish sandwich. It's a fancy, a fancy tuna fish sandwich.
Yeah, but it's heated. So
no, if I'm going to do that, I'm getting a Reuben.
Reubens are Reuben's. I like a French dip myself.
Ooh, big fan.
Nothing like dipping a sandwich in a jus.
Yes. Indeed.
Fan of the old French dip. You know what other sandwich? All right, here's a sandwich. Does everybody remember one?
The hot beef that they do at Portillo's.
Chicago. Yeah. Chicago roast beef sandwich.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, Portillo's. So the way I like it at Portillo's,
beef on wet.
That's a Buffalo thing.
No, that's a Philly thing, isn't it?
No, it's upstate New York. A Philly thing is more cheesesteak. Good old fashioned cheesesteak. So, Portillo's is an Italian beef.
Correct.
And I like mine. I like mine with a little extra juice on it.
Yes.
Yes, she did. A little extra juice, please. You got it, sweetheart. Portillo's. I like Portillo's.
Portillo's, and they have crinkle cut fries.
Now, let me ask you, do you do the Chicago hot dog? Are you a fan of a Chicago dog?
Love a Chicago
me
hot
too.
Dog.
One of my
love
favorites.
Love it. I don't know why there's not more. Hot dog heaven. Yep. No, they're good. Well, there's one here. There's one way down Bush.
Mel's. Mel's does the Chicago.
Mel's has been there forever.
Forever. I remember that as a kid.
Yep.
They had a Volkswagen.
You know that?
Wow. The only part on a Chicago dog that I struggle with is making sure the pickle stays on the dog so I get it in every bite.
Oh, yeah.
That's a tough one. What are you doing?
I don't want you to hear me.
We passed
tuna. We're on hot dogs.
Yeah.
We're talking about another, you know, mystery meat.
You have a lot of problems, don't you?
I do. Now let me ask you a question about hot dogs. Are you an all beef guy or are you the traditional everything like beef, pork?
Yes.
Traditional hot dog,
yeah,
right?
Buffalo.
I prefer
like the boar's head, just like
buffalo. Yeah, I agree. The boar's head, right? I do not like the boar's head all beef bologna. It tastes like shit. It's too grainy.
I never even knew that was a thing.
So the boar's head, like,
but the garlic bologna will work in a pinch.
Out of the small bologna.
Yeah.
However, if it's not boar's head, ask for thumans. They don't. Didn't know that. That's like the same family, right? Isn't that like one of those, like, someone in the family left? And
they said, fuck you, I'm starting my own cold cuts company.
I swear, that's the backstory of Thumans. It's like they came from
Forsyth. Yeah.
But I swear they're, like, related by family. It's like Shoney's and Big Boy. There was, like, a divorce, and they're like, all right, We're splitting it at the Ohio River.
You can have
all big bologna. Boys and
we're all Shoney's. Boy. Yeah, I'm a mixed hot dog guy. I'm with the pig's asses and cow's dicks and everything else.
Cow's dicks?
They probably put cow dick
cow's
in it.
Cow's what I did, right?
They do or don't? Well, our bull dick.
You said you were both in the bull.
So. I don't know.
I was milking a cow.
It
was old, right?
Was it?
No. It's a bowling movie with Woody Harrelson.
Oh.
Kingpin.
Yeah,
Kingpin. That's horrible.
Oh, that movie's full of horrible jokes.
Speaking of bowling, I went bowling last week.
I haven't been bowling. Well,
I got the place for us to go. We're going. I got the place for us to go. Main Event Entertainment. Over by the outlet malls. They had at the end of your alley.
Where?
Main Event by the Tampa Premium Outlets.
Yeah. I've never seen it before.
Brand new.
Oh, okay.
Brand new.
Oh, okay.
They have a restaurant in there.
Mm-hmm.
A bar.
They have
arcade.
Okay.
They have virtual reality. They have zip lining. This is all one facility. And 17 lane. Oh no, it's like 20 lanes.
Wow.
Like a Burke and Kedler.
Wow.
And yeah, on the lanes at the end of your lane, you have a big giant ass TV.
Wow.
We had baseball on. We had, what else was on? There's a bunch of shows. The Bruce Springsteen restaurant? Yeah, there's like a Bruce Springsteen restaurant out there.
Oh, it's like a rock and
something. Rock and Brew?
Yeah.
Okay, so Main Event Entertainment is right behind it. I went there with some friends last Saturday. Pretty awesome bowling experience. I enjoyed it. And I thought about you. It would be a fun place to go.
You.
Oh. What are we, the Blues Brothers?
Yeah, there you go.
So Main Event, and it's like, you know, it was an up class bowling alley.
Okay.
If you will.
Nice.
So pretty fun.
All right.
No, it's too noisy.
No.
I'd be bad.
That wouldn't be good.
That would be probably the shittiest podcast ever.
Yep.
So what I was happy to, they had lighter bowling balls for fat fingers, like my fat fingers. So you get like a really light ball and rip that son of a bitch down the lane.
Right.
That's the whole idea, right? The lightest thing you can fit your fingers in and just blaze it down the lane.
Yeah, that's what Pete Weber's strategy was the whole time.
So it was. So it was a good time. Main Event Entertainment. We'll put that on the. Let's put it on the agenda.
All right. We're going bowling.
And then we'll report back to our friends in podcast land about bowling and how we all should be on the tour. How about that? You know what I was curious about this week? Because I ate in one of these this week.
You ate
in a Waffle House on Monday.
Oh, okay.
Their jukebox was playing, and I was wondering what our...
Their jukebox has been offline.
Were you at the Waffle House?
Not the Waffle House. I was at a Waffle House in Lakeland on Florida Avenue with my old man. Pretty delicious. I'm a fan of the Waffle House. So they're offline. Do you think they purposely?
No. I mean, it was probably like an internet thing, and they probably didn't know, and you know, they don't have people using the app, and
they don't know,
right?
Other than you,
right? You would have to tell them to like reset something.
Yeah. Waffle.
Excuse me. Could you reset this so when I drive by, I can punk you?
Right.
Speaking of Waffle Houses that I saw in, I think when I was in Ocala this week, a Huddle House.
Yes.
Which I don't think I've seen Huddle Houses this far south before. There's a Huddle House there.
Never eaten a Huddle House.
I have not either, and I'm curious.
It's like Bizarro Superman.
Correct.
Yeah, I ate a Huddle House in Tennessee.
Tennessee has many. Eastern, central to eastern Tennessee, lots of Huddle Houses. What was your thoughts on the Huddle House?
Thought I was in a Waffle.
It looks just like a Waffle House. Like, you can't tell.
How was the food? What did you have?
Eggs, bacon, coffee. That was on.
How was it? Is eggs, bacon, and coffee?
It's just like
okay. So there you have it.
Can't screw up breakfast.
Ocala. So we might have to like go to Ocala to go to the Huddle House.
We're going on a road trip.
We're gonna bowl. We're going to Huddle House.
I'm a fucking teddy bear.
Yeah, that too.
That too.
Big Ed's a teddy bear.
Can I talk about one more restaurant I ate in this week? Eating a lot of restaurants this week.
Okay.
What's your thoughts on, like, have you eaten in one of these seafood joints that bring you the seafood in the bag?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean?
They boil it in the bag. It's called, they're either like Mr. and Mrs. Crab.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's Red Crab, Juicy Seafood. They everybody's Juicy Seafood. And it's like a crab, like a low country.
I don't want my seafood juicy.
But it's like a low country boil.
I don't like that either.
You don't like that.
That's lazy. I'm just going to throw everything in a pot and just boil it together because I have no imagination.
It tastes good.
I'm from Louisiana. I got no imagination. I'll just boil everything in one fucking pot.
They charge way too freaking much for this.
It's probably the same pot they piss in, too.
It wasn't bad. I got a half pound of shrimp and a half pound of crawfish.
$40.
And it all came in the same pot that they pissed in.
And they did piss in it.
Yep.
It was $17. It came with corn and potatoes,
red potatoes.
They were like really big to be red potatoes. I don't think they were a red potato. They were pretty big. Smaller than a baked potato.
Probably like a Yukon or just.
You know what? I bet you it's a Yukon.
I don't know. Well, there is a standard potato that's not a Yukon. That
but it's a round potato. Not
sure.
Not so anyway, not a square potato.
Not an Idaho baker.
Not a baker. It was not a baker. So
as they would say in industry terms.
So these juicy seafood joints. This is the first time I've eaten in one of these juicy seafood joints. I kind of liked it. You've ordered from it, like to go? Isn't that kind of like, I don't know if that's something I'd Uber eat.
Why?
It's seafood.
Yeah, but it's not like, I mean, it's shellfish.
I don't know. I don't think seafood travels well.
I've ordered.
Whoops.
That's definitely, again, not a travel food.
I mean, I've grown them on
UCLA, too. On the road with steak and chocolate.
You can't go wrong. You're pretty safe there. We're Reuben.
Or Reuben.
Reuben at lunch steak. Always a tier of soup.
Well, you know, it you can't go, if you can find a diner, you can't go wrong with a diner.
I have to agree.
Because you can either eat breakfast, lunch, or breakfast, lunch, dinner, any time of the day.
Well, they serve so many things.
You gotta like
something. Diners always got kids.
Oh, they always, yes. Desserts, you're in. And if you walk in a diner and they don't have desserts, you need to turn around and walk back out because it's not a proper diner. I love diners. Big diner fan.
Yeah, diners are good. Joe's New York Diner.
I eat there often. I eat there once a week.
Yep.
That's a local little diner place.
It was funny. They're like, just here's an extra appetizer for no reason whatsoever, other than you just happen to be sitting there. Like, oh, okay. All right. Thanks.
When did you eat there?
Probably like 6 weeks ago.
And I didn't eat there one time when you came to my place of business.
Yes.
And you went up that way.
Yeah.
How was your meal? Yeah, how was your meal at Joe's?
No, Joe's is good.
Joe's is solid.
Solid, good portions. But like they're like, oh, hey, have just a cucumber salad for hanging out. I'm like, sure,
why not?
Have this tuna fish.
But if Big Mike's at the table, I'll take the tuna.
Right. I'll bring it down to your
I'll have Ruben and he's got tuna fish.
I would eat a tuna from Joe's Diner. It Joe's is pretty safe. Good breakfast. You know, you can get waffles.
Yep.
You can get French toast. Of course, eggs and bacon. Corned beef hash.
Biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy. They have home fries. I like mine with onions and peppers. Their grits are usually pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah. See, I'm not a fan of the cheese grit. I want just regular stock grits. Little pepper, a little salt, like a little smidge of butter, and that's it. No cheese. I'll pass.
I like cream sugar.
Do you really? See, I'm not a sweet grits guy. No, that's same
thing. Yeah, cream of wheat. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Yep.
It's just ripping out the grit.
Yeah.
It's in the same family. So.
Well.
What do we got? Is that it?
That's all?
Did we make it through a show?
We made it through a show.
Hey, gang. So if you want to get in contact with us, if you'd like to.
Oh. Yes. Go ahead.
Tuna.
If you'd like to talk about tuna fish with me.
Big Mike's got his other podcast. It's called Tuna Fish in the Cheap Seats.
How would they? What's our email address, Casey?
At the show at Warm Beer in the Cheap Seats, or you can follow us on Twitter at Beer Seats. Or
yes, you got it.
Website warmbeerinthecheapseats.com. Love you guys. Be safe. That's it for me.
Petey's fine, by the way.
Petey lives.
And I got nothing else. I think I said enough.
We moved on.
Sorry, Britt.
It's all about the Canadian songbird.
Oh my. At least it was bleep. You know? This is a family friendly show.
Yep.
At least I think it is.